your evening news, Mother's Day 1985. For the latest development on the ongoing move situation in West Philadelphia, let's go to the phone crew on location.
We are the phone crew, we got the story well. So come on, everybody, let's get in the groove. We're gonna talk about the people that they call moves.
It was going down in Philly town, and why they had to burn 60 houses down.
It sounds like a case of overkill. They wouldn't drop the bomb on society here.
Well, something sounds funny, but it ain't no joke. Cause you can see the flames and you can smell the smoke. You just get used to living, always broke, and then you lose everything. And
the now, say or just lose the blame, or when the cops and the criminals act the same. They say the people in the move are all insane. I say the whole situation is a crying shame.
A move shot out their mouth and then they shot out their guns. It's so easy to say that they're the guilty ones. One out of three, one or two when they go to the store.
Why not some brother lead up instead of all out war?
Now that you heard the facts, why don't you sing along?
Interrupt the regularly scheduled program to bring you the latest on the move standoff in West Philadelphia. In a shocking and dramatic development, at 5:27 this afternoon, a state police helicopter flew in low over the move compound, and a uniformed officer dropped what appeared to be an ordinary satchel containing some sort of bomb. Seconds after the initial explosion, flames broke out on the roof, engulfing the makeshift bunker.
The roof's on fire!
Now I don't like vultures and I don't like rats. I don't understand why anyone would look like that. They were looking for trouble, and that's for sure. They got what they wanted and a whole lot more.
The police tried to make it all sound nice when they called their bomb and explosive device. And when they saw the fire, they let it burn. And the whole situation took a tragic turn.
Well, they were polite and they didn't smell sweet. And they bothered all the folks on OJC. There ain't no way that I support move. They had a chip on their shoulder.
What were they trying to prove?
Now that you heard the facts, why don't you sing along?
Gotta move on, gotta move on, gotta move on.
We saw nothing coming out of this but in long-term violent confrontations. And our whole concept behind this was to try and preserve life.
Now I feel good about the good administration, cause I know who moved on it. I'm about the confrontation. The neighborhood looks like a scene of devastation. We need another